Lindell TV is pleased to present the Sentinel Report with your host, Alex Newman. Alex has written for a wide array of publications in the United States and abroad. He currently serves as a contributor to Epoch Times and foreign correspondent and senior editor for the New American Magazine. Alex is the author of several books and has been a guest on countless radio and television programs and is a much sought-after conference speaker. Alex is best known for his reporting and research that has exposed the dangers and agenda of globalism. As the father of five children, Alex is working to defend faith, family, and freedoms from the hostile philosophies and ideas that are contrary to the Bible and the United States Constitution. And now, here is your host, Alex Newman.
Welcome, everybody, to another episode of the Sentinel Report. I'm so glad you could join us today on this beautiful Thursday that the Lord has made. I've got two very special guests here in my fake studio. I'm sitting at the Florida Parent Educators Association convention, as I mentioned yesterday. If you're within driving distance of Orlando, get out here. It's going to be amazing. I'll tell you a little bit more about it in a moment. But we've got Keith Flaw with me. He is the co-leader of the Florida Citizens Alliance, and we have the great Sue Trombino, who is the head of Women Impacting the Nation. So stay tuned. You're going to be blessed. We've also got some incredibly sickening news out of the Biden government. You're not going to believe it, but it's true. We'll start like we do every day with our Bible verse. This comes out of Jeremiah chapter 17, verse 9. It says, "The heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it?" And, you know, the reason I chose that scripture today is because I think we have a fundamental problem in America with how we see things. You know, we've got the song, "Listen to Your Heart," and it's just so many people have been deceived about the nature of man. Man is not inherently good, and, you know, if we just had the right social programs, the right education system, then everything would be roses and fairy tales. That's not what the Bible teaches. The Bible teaches that mankind is evil. That's what our founding fathers believed. That's why we put in checks and balances. That's why we don't trust men to exercise unchecked power over other men. And so this is an important truth to understand. And if you have any kids, you know this, right? You don't have to teach your kids how to lie, cheat, steal, hit each other, be selfish. You have to train them not to do those things, right? And so just a quick little important point of doctrine. Before we get to our news segment today, you guys know, and I know, and we all know that the world is in some pretty serious danger right now. Things are going crazy. In fact, I just did a major article for the Epic Times about the de-dollarization that is happening now. We'll break that down next week because I want to spend some real time digging into that. I interviewed several Republican members of Congress who are trying to peg the dollar to gold again, interviewed a whole bunch of economic experts, and they're almost unanimous on the view that the end of dollar dominance is coming. When it gets here, how it gets here, that's up for debate, but things are going to change pretty dramatically, and you need to be prepared. And so with that in mind, folks, we've got inflation driving food prices through the roof. We've got the global supply chain continuing to collapse. We've got coming food shortages. They're already happening in all different parts of the world. They may be worse than anything we have ever lived through. And so in times like these, what should a person do? Well, I can tell you what I've done. I have gone to preparewithsentinel.com, preparewithsentinel.com, to get all of the long-term emergency food storage from my Patriot Supply at a huge discount. If you do it through preparewithsentinel.com, you'll get $200 off of your order plus free shipping. It's the biggest preparedness company in America. The food lasts for 25 years. You'll get 2,000 calories a day at least or more. And all of this for $200 off for every three-month emergency food kit. And again, delicious stuff. I've eaten it myself. And at least you won't go hungry if things get really out of hand. The last thing you want is to be waiting in a FEMA food line waiting for Biden to feed you. So go to preparewithsentinel.com. That's preparewithsentinel.com. You can support this show and get your family ready at preparewithsentinel.com. All right, quick news, folks. Like I mentioned, I'm at the homeschool convention here in Florida. I gave a talk this morning to some of the leaders across the state on the global threats to home education. Tomorrow, I'll be speaking on the illiteracy crisis. Why are more than half of Americans basically illiterate or functionally illiterate? There's actually a very simple answer. This is a very simple problem to solve if we are serious about doing it. This was deliberate. This was not an accident. I'll share more on that tomorrow. If you can get here, get here. And then finally, Saturday, I'll be speaking on the purpose of education. Now, obviously, Trump is responding to DeSantis' announcement. DeSantis will be here speaking tomorrow, but he is announcing his Great American Comeback. That's his new campaign slogan. And Trump responded by saying that Ron DeSantis desperately needs a personality transplant, and to the best of my knowledge, they are not medically available yet. Trump also called him a disloyal person. So we'll keep you updated on the race. Again, I really hope and pray that conservatives don't enter a circular firing squad. That's the last thing we need right now. We need a united front against the Marxists. So don't start hating your fellow conservatives, your fellow Christians, because they might support a different candidate than you in the Republican primary. Also, folks, I mentioned crazy stuff coming out of the Biden administration. They've got this bizarre, they call it a pyramid of far-right radicalization. At the bottom, you've got, Fox News, real radical, right? They call these mainstream conservatism. You've got the RNC, you've got the NRA, you've got the Heritage Foundation, you've got the John Birch Society, you've got the Christian Broadcast Network, the American Conservative Union. They're the ones who host CPAC. You've got several others on there. And then the next level up, they call this alt-light. It's kind of like supposed to be alt-right, but alt-light. They've got Breitbart. Oh, those terrible people at Breitbart. PragerU, InfoWars, Turning Point USA. By the way, I'll be speaking at their event next weekend in Chicago. If you can get there, please do. But they're not alt-light. They're just regular Americans who love their country. This is so ridiculous, folks. And then you get up one level, and then you got Nazis and white supremacists, National Socialists, as if we're all just the same, right? We're all just Nazis. It's so ridiculous. The National Socialists are left-wingers. And yet, this is what the government is doing, folks, with your money, with your government, and they're very clearly coming for all of us. It is time for Americans of all political persuasions to speak out and say this is unacceptable. Finally, inflation is eating up your Social Security. According to an analysis done by the Senior Citizens League, it buys you now 36% less than it did in 2000. The average senior citizen is relying on Social Security benefits. They would need $517 more per month just to cover the cost of daily items, the basics, that have risen so much faster than Social Security's cost of living adjustment. So this is the price, folks. When the government says they're going to give everybody free money, we're going to send stuff to Ukraine, we're going to send stuff to China, we're going to send stuff everywhere, that's the price we are ultimately going to pay, and especially our most vulnerable. Stay with us. We're going to be right back with our first guest, Keith Flaw, right after these quick messages from our sponsors.
You're watching Lindell TV.
Please don't.
Today's episode is brought to you by Freedom Project Academy. Looking for a K-12 classical online school built on Judeo-Christian values? FPA is enrolling now for the fall. Request your free information packet at freedomforschool.com. Don't forget to select Alex Newman under the How Did You Hear About Us section when you enroll. Again, that's freedomforschool.com.
Most churches are silent about today's intense culture wars, leaving Christians alone and ill-equipped to stand in the battleground of ideas raging against us. That's why GTI Ministries has created a special bundle of new teaching tools to keep your family, friends, and church from being taken captive by a world at war with our God. We have reformatted our popular You Are What You Think textbook series to synchronize with our Thinking Like a Christian video series, enabling anyone to easily lead others through this life-changing curriculum. Our special bundle also includes new instructor guides for assisting the leader moment by moment, and which also contain discussion questions with answer keys. Go to gtimin.com and click the green banner at the top to receive your special bundle containing all these resources for only $119 for the DVD format or $99 for the streamed or thumb drive style. This series will thoroughly equip you and your family with the truth you need about the battle of ideas being waged against our families and our nation. Go to gtimin.com, click the green banner at the top. You'll be blessed.
Welcome back to the Sentinel Report. Alex Newman, your host here, and I'm sitting with Keith Flaw. If you don't know Keith Flaw yet, you need to. He is an extraordinary individual. Him and a wonderful pastor, Pastor Rick Stevens, are the co-leaders of, I think, one of the best organizations in the country. They focus here on Florida. It's called the Florida Citizens Alliance. Keith, you guys are doing so much good work. You were very busy during the last legislative session trying to help shape some of these bills so that they would either be less bad or better, right? And we so appreciate all your efforts. In fact, some of the education bills were significantly improved by the efforts of you and your 250,000 members. But now you're working on something that I think is even more important than all of that. You're working on setting up micro schools across the state. Talk a little bit about this program that you have.
Well, the lead into all of this is our government schools are broken beyond repair. And as a good friend of mine often says, Alex Newman, get your kids out. public school exit, right? Mm-hmm. And so what we're doing is really focusing on trying to help Christian families understand how easy it is to really start a micro school, a mini or a pod. They're called lots of different names. We have hired a full-time program director, Christy DiVigeli. You will love her. Stop by our booth.
Oh, yeah, she's awesome. She's got a booth down here, folks. If you are in Orlando at the homeschool convention, go check them out.
Right. And what we're doing is we've vetted five different content providers, Classical Conversations, My Father's World, which I think you're familiar with.
Yep, we use Classical Conversations and My Father's World in our own homeschool. So
Foundation for American Christian Education.
Another amazing group.
Freedom Project Academy, somebody, and I think you're on their board, actually.
I am on their board, yeah. Another great group. Actually, they're a sponsor of this show as well. Great, great organization. So.
And another one is Discover, Bridgeway Academy. Mm-hmm. Each one of those have excellent God-centric Christian classical content, but they all have a slightly different value proposition. Classical Conversations is an excellent program, very structured. Its primary value add in the marketplace, in my view, is community. People who join it for that community aspect. But it's not for everybody. You're familiar with Freedom Project Academy. The value they bring to the marketplace is a classical Christian virtual school.
Yeah.
Right? And an excellent track record for the kids that participate and graduate from that program. My Father's World is a turnkey operation where you can literally start a one-room schoolhouse. They've taken their curriculum and they've organized it into three levels, four-year-olds up to third grade, four through eight, and then higher ed, nine through 12. Mm-hmm. But what's fascinating about their program, in my view, is two things. One, they're putting kids of different ages in the same classroom. So these kids learn to respect each other both ways. Young kids respect the older kids, and the older kids are teaching the younger kids. If you participate in their program for the 12 years, you will have read the entire Bible three times.
Wow, praise the Lord. That's awesome.
And they're not just plugging scripture into the side of what they're teaching. They're integrating it into everything they teach. So it's an amazing program. If you're familiar with Foundation for American Christian Education, they have their own curriculum called the NOAA Plan, but to me, the real value that they have is they teach teachers, educators, how to teach a biblical worldview. Mm-hmm. I think you and I have talked about the Nehemiah Institute.
Oh, yeah, I'm on their advisory board. Oh, yeah. Great, great organization, yeah.
You know, only 70% of the pastors in this country, in their view, based on the test that they provided, have a biblical worldview.
Yeah.
And then when you go to Christian schools, and this was a shocker to me when you first think about it, you think about our Christian schools, only 41% of the teachers teaching in those Christian schools have a biblical worldview. How can that be?
It's unacceptable.
But then when you stop and think about it, where are those teachers coming from? They're coming from our liberal colleges.
Right.
Right. So. Yeah. It really is a value add for Foundation for American Christian Education. They can actually, over a three-year period of time, they can certify teachers who then become experts at teaching a biblical worldview. And once you've acquired that skill, you can teach any curriculum, right?
Yeah.
And they do have their own curriculum. And then we're just starting to work with an organization called Discover Bridgeway. They have a series of administrative functions under the Bridgeway Academy that if you start a school, you can use them to really track all of your students. They have the opportunity to provide an accreditation at the end if that's something you think is important. In my view, accreditation doesn't mean a whole lot these days.
Yeah, okay.
Because you're being accredited by who? The establishment.
Right.
By the government.
Yeah.
So. They've teamed up with several Christian universities, and they can provide an accreditation if that's something that's important to you for your child.
Yeah, so. Yeah, those are some wonderful programs, folks. I'm very familiar with most of them, and I can tell you from experience, these are the best of the best of the best. I've been to a lot of the FACE schools that are using the NOAA plan and the principal approach that they use, off the charts. I mean, I was blown away. You've got little fourth graders in there, like doing stuff that, you know, high school seniors couldn't do in a normal government school. Truly amazing. Keith, you were also very active at the legislature this year. A lot of things happening in Florida, some good, some bad, some could have been better. Talk about some of your big accomplishments, some of the things that you're proud of.
Well, we have a team of six of us headed by a civil rights attorney who's also a mom. And we evaluated over 85 bills, believe it or not.
Wow.
One of the ones you and I worked on was House Bill 1, the school choice bill. That bill was 110 pages long, and it went through seven iterations, and you had to read it each time to figure out what they were doing to us, right?
Yeah.
And we ended up supporting that bill because it breaks the monopoly in the government school system, but we worked really hard on two things. One, to not let the bill take away the independence of the homeschool market. What ended up being in the bill is something called a personalized education program.
Right, so homeschoolers are not even eligible for the money, huh?
So if you're a homeschool family and you take the money, you're no longer operating under homeschool law in Florida. You're now operating in what they call the PEP, PEP program.
Yeah.
And the bad news about that is you have to take a government test. Before this bill, if you're a homeschool family, you had a choice. You could take government tests if you wanted, but you could also do a portfolio, right? And so the homeschool community, in my view, lost some of that independence, particularly if they take the money.
Yep. Yeah.
The other thing that we worked on really hard, and I, fingers crossed, hope we made some progress on this. We're assured we did. We didn't get the language we wanted, but we really wanted to protect the right of both private schools and homeschool families and the PEP program to select whatever curriculum you want, including Christian curriculum, right? And the proof will be in the pudding. We got some wording that can be interpreted, in my view, multiple ways.
Yeah.
And so we'll see how Step Up, which is the administrator of all these programs, actually interprets that. We're working really hard to get lots of Christian organizations to certify their programs so that if you are a PEP, or your private school, and you take the money, you're not forced to teach a secular program.
Yeah,
so we'll see.
Critically important, folks. We've got to protect the independence of our Christian schools, our home schools. It's just, for me, it's a top priority. Keith, we're almost out of time, but tell the folks a little bit about the Florida Citizens Alliance. If you live in Florida, get on their mailing list, become a member. They got 250,000 plus members now, doing great things for this state. Talk a little bit about the organization.
Well, we're a 501c3 not-for-profit. We've worked with well over 100 different grassroots groups here in Florida. We focus exclusively on K through 12 education, but again, we do that because only 50% of our kids in Florida can read and do math at grade level, and so, but we have to meet parents where they are. We have 2.8 million kids stuck in those government schools, and so our view is, while we work to help parents understand good reasons to get out, we have to do what we can to work with those families to try to improve the competition in our public schools. You know, at the end of the day, if you take a long-term view, there is only one solution: get out.
Yeah, amen. And how can people find you online? What's the website?
We're at goflca.org.
Goflca.org. So F is for FL is for Florida. C, Citizens Alliance. GoFLCA.org. Folks, if you're in Florida, go sign up. If you're not in Florida, go check it out, because you need one of these in your state to protect the kids, to deal with all of the major issues. They're not just in Florida, as you all know. And I do think one of the reasons Florida is doing better than so many other states is because of the great work that you guys are doing. So, Keith, thank you so much. Sure. Really appreciate you coming on the program. Hopefully we'll get you back very soon.
Sure.
Thank you. All right, folks, stay with us. We'll be right back.
You're watching Lindell TV.
Looks like you've been sleeping well.
Megan, he's back. The MyPillow guy.
And you're looking good.
Still feeling good.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, we've got the best pillow ever, MyPillow 2.0. When I invented MyPillow, it had everything you'd ever want in a pillow. Well, now there's new technology that makes it even better. MyPillow 2.0 has my patented fill combined with a cooling fabric with temperature regulating thread. MyPillow 2.0 is truly the next generation of MyPillow.
The best sleep just got even better. Whether you have a MyPillow or not, you need to get the brand new MyPillow 2.0. Call or go to MyPillow.com now. Use your promo code, and for a limited time, when you buy one, you'll get a second one absolutely free.
You're sleeping even better.
And cooler, too.
And you're looking good.
Feeling good.
I knew you would.
Visit MyPillow.com.
Are you worried about spike proteins and how they may impact your health? Are you looking for help? The Wellness Company has an answer in the form of our clean, pure, all-natural spike formula developed by experts like Dr. Peter McCullough. The Wellness Company's spike formula includes the incredible natokinase, dandelion root, black sativa extract, green tea, and iris sea moss. Even better, the spike formula by The Wellness Company is vegan, gluten-free, and made right here in the U.S., so you know that you can trust and rely on it if you're concerned about spike proteins. Buying American-made, natural ingredients of this quality separately will cost you over $100. Our spike formula is only $65.99. Get spike formula today by going to twc.health. Sentinel Report users, use the code Newman at checkout for an additional discount. Go to twc.health, promo code Newman, and get peace of mind if you are concerned about spike protein.
Alex Newman here, your host. Thank you so much for tuning in on whatever platform you're watching us on. Frank's Beach, Lindale TV. Shout out to the folks at Bright Eon, Worldview Weekend TV, the Active Christian Entertainment Network, Rumble, wherever you're watching us or listening to us on the podcast. We really appreciate you tuning in. Coming soon, we'll be on another network. We'll have more updates on that next week. Sitting next to me is Sue Trombino. She's been a friend and a patriot. She's been really active in helping to preserve our country, helping to preserve our godly heritage in this country. She is the head of Women Impacting the Nation. Sue, thank you so much for joining us.
Well, thank you for having me. I'm humbled to be on your show, and so.
Well, it's an honor to have you. Absolutely, Sue. So let's talk about kind of what do you think has gone wrong in America? How did we end up in this gigantic mess that we find ourselves in?
Well, my humble opinion is that it really starts with the Christian. I really believe, you know, God has put his, you know, he has his providential hand on this country, and he's told us to be a good steward of what I've given you. And we have not been a good steward of what he's given us. And then he says to occupy until I come. And we haven't been occupying. I come from Venezuela. I was born in Caracas, Venezuela. And I just really believe that Americans are in a bubble. And we think, that's not going to happen here. Hmm. This is America.
Right.
And because we have it very easy, we don't have to worry. As long as you leave me alone, let me do my thing. As long as I don't hurt anybody, I have my values, I'll take care of my kids. And then just whatever you want to do, that's fine. But we're the proverbial frogs in the pot. And all of a sudden, when you have a, you know, somebody's worldview is going to win out. And all of a sudden, you have a Saul Alinsky, you have Marxism, and they just kind of seep in. They you know, been... you know, they just kind of seep into everything, and we're just in our own bubble, going to the beach and just really thinking that everything's going to be okay. Or if it's a political thing, the pendulum's going to swing one way and then the other, because it always does. And if we don't wake up and really take what's happening seriously, we will become Venezuela on steroids.
Yep.
And that's a fact. This is not, you know, hyperbole. It's not scaring you, but we've lived it. I've lived all over the world, and Americans, the last beacon of hope. If we go down, so does the rest of the world. And I really believe it's, you know, as far as the Christian needs to wake up and be a better steward. And we not, you know, if we really follow God's word, then we shouldn't be afraid. You know, he says,
Amen.
You know, do not grow weary. We tend to grow weary because there's a lot of stuff going on. And, you know, everybody out there, you can mention probably 10 different things that are coming at us that are terrible. And we want to go home, go to bed, put the covers over our heads and say, Jesus, come right now. And it's, you know, it's like, well, Jesus is going to, you know, we all know the ending anyway. But he says, occupy until I come.
Yep.
And so what is your legacy going to be? I mean, I really talk a lot about legacy and to whom much is given, much is required. And we in America, if you were born in America, you hit the lotto.
Yeah, right.
And you really did. Mm-hmm. And I mean, I came here legally. I mean, I'm an American citizen. But, you know, if you were born here, you definitely hit the lotto, but then we have to be a good steward. And then what is your legacy going to be? What are you going to leave your children, your grandchildren? What, you know, God says to leave an inheritance.
Yeah.
Well, what kind of inheritance are we going to leave? And, you know, I believe that God is separating the wheat from the chaff, the sheep and the goat, and he's exposing right now. And I think, you know, this is a very serious time. But I also think this is probably the God has us here for such a time as this, right? Yeah. In Hebrew, it's lezman hazeh, for such a time as this. And we are here because God put us here to see what we're going to do and to continue his legacy. What are you going to do? Look at your children. You have five, right? Oh, my goodness. I just found out I'm going to be Safta. That's grandma in Hebrew. And so I thought, oh, my gosh, she's due in December, December somewhere. And I'm like, oh, my gosh, I have 8 months to save this republic. And I have to be and I got to be a grandma. But this is very serious. So what are we really going to leave? Are you worried about your friends, your neighbors, your kids? What are you really worried about that people think about you? No, you should be worried about what you're leaving to your children. And that's a very big deal for me anyway. I've been blessed to live all over the world. I see what's out there. And there is, you know, we live in the greatest country, Alex, the greatest country on the face of the planet.
Yeah.
Not perfect,
yeah,
but exceptional.
Yeah.
And I personally take exception to anybody that says otherwise. I say, you know, I'd love to give you a free ticket to the country of my
birth. I offer it all the time. You can go to Cuba. I'll get you a ticket to Pyongyang. Well, you pick your dictatorship.
But the caveat is you have to stay there for 6 days. You
right.
Wouldn't last two.
And when you get back, you have to kiss the ground when you land.
Unbelievable. You would, yes.
Sue, we're down to just a few minutes left. You encourage women to be active. You also encourage men to be active. But what are some things that you recommend that folks do? I mean, there's a lot of people out there wondering, you know, how can I leave a better legacy? What are some things that people can do?
Well, first of all, our mission, our women impacting the nation. We never forget our men. That's very, very important. But really what we do is we educate and equip women and men with knowledge of God's truth about our faith, family, and freedom, and then help support those who take a stand for that, you know, for our Judeo-Christian principles. But what you do is, you know, you have to get involved. You have to know what you believe and why you believe it. And we have what's called WIN Talks. They're all over the country, and they're like book clubs. But you have to get educated with truth and facts.
Mm-hmm.
And not emotion, not conjecture, and really not our opinions, right? Because we're all entitled to our opinion. We're just not entitled to our facts.
Right.
But get educated with the truth. Then go out and do, right? We all say, you know, prayer without, faith without action is dead. I mean, at some point, prayer is the foundation, but at some point, you got to get off your knees. Yeah. So.
And that's biblical. That's from James. Prayer, you know, faith without works is dead, folks. You
exactly.
Got to do stuff.
Exactly. So we try. What we do is we ask questions. Jesus asked questions. So I try to find out what floats your boat. We ask, you know, the questions are important, because if you don't know what you believe or why you believe it, then you're going to step back. And that's, I think, what's happened is that we haven't even held the line. We're supposed to advance the line, but we're backing off because we don't know the other side sounds good, and then we don't know what to say. And so what we do is we give you, we teach you, really, we have a methodology to teach you how do you stand without losing your witness. And that's what we are. We really want to be about kingdom building, not castle building.
Yeah.
And right now there's so much nonsense going on we have righteous anger. We want to get, you know, we want justice and we want all this. But you can't do that unless you know what you believe and why you believe it. So, you know, you can go to our website, womenimpactingthenation.org, and we have different things, you know, action steps. And, you know, getting involved, number one, you got to know what you believe. You got to know your constitution, know your Bible, especially. Those two documents are huge. But then, you know, call your legislators. We have a call one day where, you know, we kind of spoon feed you, and you know, getting you to go and listen to, you know, like, you know, Alex, and go to people that really are giving you facts. And there's so many things out there that we're wasting our time listening to, and it's not even factual, but it sounds good. And there's all the news media, I mean, even the ones that say
joke.
Fair and balanced.
Yeah, right.
It's not what they're saying. It's what they're not saying.
Yep.
So get educated with your Constitution, your Bible, and then you can listen to people like Alex, who are really giving you what's really happening, and so that you can stand. You know, Ephesians 6:13 says, and having done all, you stand.
Yeah.
But you have to know what you're standing for. And the big thing is you know, again, letting your legislators know.
Yeah.
You know, we're very active about that because they work for us. We don't work for them, but they don't hear from we the people. They don't hear from the silent majority. And we need to start being, we have to stop letting the 3% govern the 97%.
Yeah, or couldn't less agree than with that. You more. So, we're down to just about 30 seconds. Give the website again where people can find you. And how do people watch your show, by the way, or listen to your show?
You can go to womenimpactingthenation.org, and you go to, we're on YouTube, Rumble, go onto our website. It has all of our channels. We have a Wind Talk Radio. I've got three other co-hosts, and we have a podcast. And, you know, we're just moms and men too, that just want to save our country, but God. And we all know it's a mess, but God. But just stand, and you know, I always say that when we show up, we win.
Amen.
And the Christian isn't showing up, so we need to show up.
Couldn't agree with you more. Sue, thank you so much for joining us. It's really been a pleasure. Folks, thank you so much for watching. God willing, we shall be back with you early next week. Appreciate y'all tuning in. Until then, God bless you all.
You're watching Lindell